Darwin on Marx. By Richard William Nelson. Darwin had a significant influence on Karl Marx. Struggle and survival are central to Darwin's theory of evolution. The full title of the Origin is, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection and the Survival of the Fittest in the Preservation of Favored Races. Darwin's premise on survival and struggle in nature paralleled Karl Marx's premise on social class struggle. Marx summarized the importance of struggle in the first line of Chapter 1 of the Communist Manifesto, published in 1848. The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles. Karl Heinrich Marx. Karl Heinrich Marx was born in Germany on May 5, 1818. In 1843, Marx moved to France, but French authorities ordered Marx to leave the country due to his participation in an assassination attempt on Frederick William IV, King of Prussia, in 1845. After a time in Belgium and Prussia, Marx and his new comrade, Friedrich Engels, finally settled in London, England, in 1849. By the time Marx had moved to London in 1849, Darwin had already moved his young family from London to the town of Down 7 years earlier. Even though Down is located just 16 miles from London, ironically, they never met even though Darwin greatly influenced Marx and Engels' works. Marx and Engels immediately recognized the significance of Darwin's theory. Within weeks of the publication of The Origin of Species in November 1859, Engels wrote to Marx. Darwin, by the way, whom I'm reading just now, is absolutely splendid. There was one aspect of teleology that had yet to be demolished, and that has now been done. One does, of course, have to put up with the crude English method. Marx wrote back to Engels on December 19, 1860. This is the book which contains the basis in natural history for our view. The Origin of Species. The Origin of Species became the natural cause basis for Marx's emerging class struggle movement. In a letter to comrade Ferdinand Lassalle, on January 16, 1861, Marx wrote, Darwin's book is very important and serves me as a basis in natural science for the class struggle in history. Marx inscribed sincere admirer in Darwin's copy of Marx's first volume of Das Kapital in 1867. The importance of the theory of evolution for communism was critical. In Das Kapital, Marx wrote, Darwin has interested us in the history of nature's technology, i.e., in the formation of the organs of plants and animals, which organs serve as instruments of production for sustaining life. Does not the history of the productive organs of man, of organs that are the material basis of all social organization, deserve equal attention? In honor of Darwin. To acknowledge Darwin's influence, Marx asked to dedicate Das Kapital in honor of Darwin. However, Darwin graciously wrote the following letter to Marx. Dear Sir, I thank you for the honor that you have done me by sending me your great work on Kapital, and I heartily wish that I was more worthy to receive it, but understanding more of the deep and important subject of political economy. Though our studies have been so different, I believe that we both earnestly desire the extension of knowledge and that this, in the long run, is sure to add to the happiness of mankind. I remain, dear sir, yours faithfully, Charles Darwin. At Karl Marx's funeral in Highgate Cemetery in London, Engels spoke at Marx's graveside March 1883. Just as Darwin discovered the law of evolution in organic nature, so Marx discovered the law of evolution in human history. Communism. The American researcher Conway Zirkle explains why the founders of communism immediately accepted Darwin's theory. Marx and Engels accepted evolution almost immediately after Darwin published The Origin of Species. Evolution, of course, was just what the founders of communism needed to explain how mankind could have come into being without the intervention of any supernatural force, and consequently it could be used to bolster the foundations of their materialistic philosophy. Darwin had an undeniable and profound influence on the works of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in the development of communism. Although Darwin's not intended, the effect of the theory of evolution emerged as the single most significant social engineering movement of the 20th century. The seeds sown by Darwin and Marx developed global roots. Within the following decades, the consequences of their ideologies began to emerge. The 19th century was the bloodiest in world history. And these roots have continued into the 20th century.